Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the three common mistakes that cause distance in the relationships during the holidays. I'm Wendy Newman, and I appreciate you being on this call. This is a co-ed class. It's so exciting. I usually only lead to women, so it's great to see a few men's names on the board. And we had something crazy, like 335 people sign up for this call, which is remarkable. Not that many are on the line already, but we do have several. The number is changing by the second. We're still in the two digits, though. So I want to take a moment to open up the line so I can hear your voice. You can say hi to me. You can say hi to each other, and I can get the experience that I'm not just talking to myself. So let me do that now. Let me hand you a mic. Very good. Thank you so much. So as you noticed, we have the ability to hand you a mic and then to take all the mics away except for mine. So we have this nice, lovely, pristine recording happening. This is being recorded. So if you like what you hear, you're going to get an email from me with the recording, so you can always go back and listen again. I'd recommend that you just listen instead of trying to take notes. And, yeah, I'll have you muted for most of the time unless we're doing Q&A, and then I'll hand you a mic when we're doing that. But I can still see you. I can see you on this call. I see your names and where you're from, the area you're from. And I want to see participation happen because I want to make sure you're in the right place and that you're following or that you're getting something out of the call. So we're going to start right now by doing a quick little poll to see if you're in the right place. I want you to, on your touch tone phone, I want you to push the number 1 if you ever had the thought that this was going to be the best holiday ever and it turned out to be hugely disappointing. If that's ever been the case in any of your holidays, it's supposed to be the best, turned out to be the worst. Yep. 23%, 29%, 36, 38, climbing. Very good. You're in the right spot, 39%. Thank you. And push 2 if you just can't believe that you fought the whole time. You don't even know why it was happening. You just were so irritated by your loved one that it ruined your holidays just because of who you were being with each other. 12%. 16, 18, 24%. Okay, good. So we've got people in the right place. See how we can do things a little bit differently. Thank you for being here. Before I jump in, some of you might be brand new to PAX programs and not know anything about us, so I'd like to introduce PAX briefly, and then I'll introduce me so you can get connected a little bit, just so you have a sense of it. So PAX has been around since 1991. Our founder, Alison Armstrong, decided to start studying men because what she knew is that she could bring out the worst in men pretty quick, and she wanted to find out if she could bring out the best in them too. And maybe they're responding to us. Maybe that there are ways that we can be to get the best out of each other. And for example, if you've ever noticed, you might have seen a man treat one woman kind of like a sister and another woman like the help in a very unlovely way, and a third woman like a queen. Same guy, having very different responses to different women. So she could see that in her own life, and she wanted to see how to elicit the response that she wanted from the men in her world. And that's how this whole thing got started, was she started interviewing men about why they do and don't do the things they did, so we could really learn how to bring out the best in each other. And she started leading workshops in 1995, and when we started learning about men, we also couldn't help to learn about women too, and to see the different ways that men and women are different, but the different modes that we go into as well. And what I love most about having PAX programs in my life is it makes it really easy. My life is really easy. It's also very workable. So the workability and partnership is just it's unprecedented. So that's what I love about PAX. That's where we came from. And about me, again, my name is Wendy Newman, and I'm a senior workshop leader at PAX Programs. I've been working with PAX since 2002, and I've led hundreds of workshops to thousands of women. I lead two different workshops at PAX. I lead the Queen's Code, and I also lead a graduate course called the Queen's Code for Sex. And I've been studying men since 2002 for the past 13 years. And I also wrote a book. I'm an author of a book called 121 First Dates on my experience of 121 First Dates. So in life, whether I'm working for PAX or not, I'm a dating and relationship expert. And I live in San Francisco with my partner Dave and our dog. And I think that's all you need to know about me. Let's start talking about the topic, shall we? So tonight I want to give you a taste of some of the types of partnerships that we can create, what we have to offer at PAX, but I have so much more for you. So tonight's schedule, we're going to start by uncovering two of the common mistakes that cause distance in relationships during the holidays. And then in the middle, I'm going to give you some information about our two-day workshop, The Queen's Code, and I'm going to offer you a special tonight that's not on the website or anywhere else. For the couple of men that are on this call, if you're interested in doing the Heroes Challenge, we won't be talking much about that course, in fact, at all, but I'll also be offering you that same promo code to get a discount if you're here for the discount. And the deal, like I said, isn't offered on the website. Then after that, I'm going to give you the third mistake, the biggest one that causes distance in the relationships during the holidays. I saved the best for last. Sorry about that. I'm kind of a tease that way. So, and I should have plenty of time for Q&A. I wrote this in a way that I built in some time to do Q&A in case you have specific questions about how do you tell Aunt Sally the thing, or any sort of questions around mistakes of in relationships when there's distance over the holidays. Anything in that flavor, if you've got a question, I'm happy to take it. So we should have time for that. And then after the call, when it's all over in the hour, for single women on the line, if you're interested, you can hang on because I have some specials for you about some dating products that I want to share if you're interested. But it'll be very after the call ends. So I'm going to give you models and examples to look at, and I want you to listen to see if you can see yourself, even if it's just a little bit in the scenarios that I give you. And it might not fit perfectly for some of you, but that's okay. I want you to see what does fit and see what you can take away. I want you to have value from this call. And the very first common mistake that causes distance in our relationships during the holidays is a mode that we can get into called holiday head. That's right, holiday head. Holiday head is kind of like hostess head. Holiday head is this space we get into where we get in this grand overwhelm. It's the feeling of overwhelm because there's just so much to do, so much to keep your attention on, a gazillion things to focus on, and everything has to be perfect. Kind of like when you're hosting a party, if you're hosting the holidays, right? So, or even if you're not the host of the holiday event, we still get into holiday head because there's so many things that we need to provide our loved ones. So if you're part of a couple, often there's a default pairing in the couple where between you two, one of you is a pleaser and the other one of you is more the pragmatist. Now, the pragmatist is going to be someone who's practical and focused on reaching the goal, you know, like maybe ticking off the shopping list or doing whatever needs to get done, but they're practical about it. A pragmatist usually has more of a straightforward, matter-of-fact approach and doesn't let the emotion distract him or her. And a pragmatist is going to be willing to go with the flow, especially when time is running tight. You know, like you might need to change gears and edit the list or maybe take a few things off someone's plate. This doesn't usually work for somebody who goes into holiday head. A pleaser is going to go into holiday head or hostess head and wants everything to be perfect. Wants to come across as generous and loving and accommodating and kind because it's the holidays and that's how you should be. That's the way you should be. And also everything on that wish list, that to-do, must-be-done wish list, has to get done. And it has us be overextended and overwhelmed and crazed. And all that overwhelm and craze has to come out, and it usually comes out in a really unlovely way. So the number one common mistake that causes distance in a relationship during the holidays, that's actually born when the pleaser complains. We complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Have you ever noticed that you might start to get irritated when you're listening to someone complain? I'm going to put the hands down from earlier. Hit one if you've ever found yourself rolling your eyes or just checking out or irritated when someone's complaining. There's like a loss of energy. 35% of you, 37%. Ooh, we're over 50. Good. Okay, good. 51%. Very good. 52, still climbing. Great. So the majority understand that it's irritating. We all experience a loss of energy. If the pleaser is complaining to themselves, to the pragmatist, to anybody who will listen about how hard it is, how overwhelming it is, the pragmatist who's listening understands that time and energy and money and resources, those are all finite. They're limited. And we have a very short window of time here between now and the holiday days. So if a pleaser is complaining to the pragmatist, the response of a pragmatist might be something like, well, don't do it, or you don't have to, or even worse, we don't have to, which to a pleaser is code for I'm not helping you, which is going to now leave the pleaser even more overwhelmed, shut down, without help, without relief, and with this feeling that their partner doesn't care about them or love them. How could you just let me drown here? If you've ever seen this pairing, even if it's not you, if you've just seen it in your family or with friends, if you've ever seen this pairing of the pragmatist and the pleaser in action, hit one. And hit two if you've ever been the pleaser and you can relate. Watching numbers climb. Very good. Okay, good. 16% has seen it in action. 26% have been the pleaser. Very good. Thank you so much for playing. I like to see that you know what I'm talking about. So what could we do instead? I've just outlined a problem. Okay, great. You can see it. Now what? So if you're the pragmatist, you could listen differently. Instead of, I hope they stop complaining soon, right? You could listen to help. And I don't mean listen to help them do everything on their list. I don't mean that. One of the things that helps is just listening. Sometimes all the pleaser needs is to get all that yucky overwhelm off their chest, out of their system. We need to clear out the overwhelm, give them the space and energy to make it through the list. But before you start holding space and listening, you could actually say to them something like, how would you like me to listen to you? I want to give you what you need. You seem upset. And what I need to know is, would you like me to give you advice and solve the problem, or do you just need me to listen? Now, the process itself will be eased if you can help them just by being compassionate. You might want to throw in a couple of poor babies. Oh, poor baby. Oh, that sounds so hard. Oh, be be compassionate. Get in their world. See if you can see and repeat back to them what they value, where their efforts have been thwarted. Oh, that must be so hard. I'm so sorry, baby. Provide that space, and when they're done, you could ask the question, what if you're not going to do it all? What would be enough? What if we couldn't do it all? What would be enough? Either of those questions. It might help them bring them into reality. And the thing is if you can listen to them in that way, you could transform the complaint from causing the distance, which is what's normal. If you listen to them with compassion, you can shift that and transform that complaint to causing connection with you instead of that distance. Okay, so we talked about what the pragmatist could do. Now let's look at what the pleaser could do, because we want to look at both sides. Okay? The pleaser could be responsible for complaining and ask for a time to vent. They could actually set the listener up in advance, make sure that the listener has space themselves to hear it, instead of just dumping it all over them, just getting it all over them. Also remember, as the complainer in this role, it's going to cost you a loss of energy if you go on and on and on about it. And it's going to cost the person listening to you a loss of energy. So you want to be paying attention that you're actually zapping energy. Now, I know that it's important to be able to get things out and off your chest, but there is that line where it turns negative. It goes on too long. It starts sucking the life out of us. And it's super unattractive. So if being sexy over the holidays is something that you're striving for, complaining is not your path. Okay, we have no power when we're complaining and complaining and complaining. So that was one of three. I'm going to move on to the second common mistake that causes distance in relationships during the holidays, and it's a super quickie. I'm going to give it to you very, very quick, and then we're going to move on to the next piece, because I have a different spot for you to get more if you want it. But the second common mistake is we sacrifice. We do things that we think that will make the holidays amazing, and it's a huge sacrifice to do it. We do things that we think our family members want, but we don't ask our family members if they want it. We just do it. Both the pleaser does this, and the provider will do this. And in both cases, it's a knee-jerk reaction. And we do it in all of that overwhelm. And oftentimes, if the person knew what it was costing us to do it, they would never want us to do that in the first place. We do it all the time. Now, I want you to know that I have a lot more about that particular topic beyond the hour you and I have to spend together, and I have more to give you in the third piece is a big piece too. So I want to tell you a little bit about the special that I have to offer you, and I'll also include more about the sacrificing piece. So we at PAX want to share our world with you, and I have a special offer for you tonight. If you use the code that I'm about to give you, you could receive both $124 discount off the regular tuition for either the Queen's Code or a Hero's Challenge. And for the Queen's Code, you can get 261, actually I think it's for both courses, you can get $261 worth of bonuses. Nope, I misspoke. I will say that again. So if you're interested in Hero's Challenge, if you're one of the few guys on the call that want Hero's Challenge, you'll get the $124 discount for using the code, and you'll get the download I'm about to talk about for $84 for free. If you're registering into the Queen's Code, you'll get the $124 discount, plus you'll get $261 worth of bonuses. Now, one of the bonuses is the one I just talked about. It's called Loving More by Sacrificing Less. I think that's the most awesome descriptive title of any workshop ever. loving more by sacrificing less. Yes, please, I want that. I want to sacrifice less. And it addresses exactly what I was talking about, how to stop sacrificing, especially in the areas where your loved ones need you not to do that, need you to not spend where they don't need you to spend, where it's costing you. So the code that I'm about to give you gives you both $124 off and then the $261 of bonuses, and that code is WN, like Wendy Newman, WN-914. And it works like this. If you go to registerunderstandmen.com, you can pick your dates in the city, and then you want to choose payment plan or paid in full. And then when you check out, that's where you put the code, WN-914, as in the promo code section. And when you click update the cart, that's when it's going to deduct the $124 on the paid in full option. That price is $725. If you choose a payment plan, it's going to deduct the $124 from your first payment. So your very first payment is $1. And then you'd have six payments of $125 every month after that. And we want to offer payment plans because we don't want to have money stop people from doing this work. It's amazing. So it's not like layaway. We actually would just take the payments in order, and if the course came up before your payment plan was through, you'd go into the course and finish off your payment plan later. So the 261 in free bonuses, one is the Loving More by Sacrificing Less download. It's an audio recording of Allison's live workshop. It's $89. That's for free. And you'll also get bonuses that support you in the workshop. You get three more hours of live teleclass, and that's $125 of free teleclasses. And the titles are How to Change a Man, Bringing Out the Best in Men, and You Win When He Wins. You also get 30 minutes of one-on-one coaching with a certified workshop leader. And that's normally $48. You get that for free too. So the total value of the package is $1,110, but we're giving it to you for $725, which is 35% off, or $385 off. Okay, we have 100% money back guarantee. We don't mess around. We really don't. If you don't think it was worth it, we give you all your money back. The end. All right, so what else do I want to tell you? The last common mistake that causes distance in relationships during the holidays. It's a biggie. Expectation. Some of us expect this year to be the best year ever. We expect those we love to show up. We expect them to show their love in huge ways. Because in some cases, what happens is we go our whole year, or for some of you on this call, a whole decade, without getting what you need in terms of appreciation and love. You know, sometimes we go lacking of appreciation. We're starved for it. Like, we've starved for it all year, and now it's the end of the year, it's the holidays, they can make it up to us now. It's kind of like weekend sleep. You know, you don't get enough sleep during the week, so you're going to try and catch up on the weekend. You can't catch up on all that lacking of appreciation and admiration and adoration you should have been getting all year. So we use it like that, or we also use it for the end of the year deadline. In other words, if it doesn't happen by Christmas, I'm out. If he doesn't show me he loves me, or if she doesn't show me she loves me in a really big way over the holidays, I am out. It's really embarrassing to admit this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because I'm willing. But when I was 23 years old, I'd been with my partner for 2 years, and I expected an engagement ring within the first year of knowing him, just like my parents. My parents married 1 year to the date after they met, so I thought that that's how it went, and I was supposed to get it that way too. So by the time the holidays came along on that second year, I had zero patience left for any of it. I had no patience left. If I didn't get that engagement ring under that Christmas tree, it was over. It'd break up. I was afraid that we'd been living together and I'd ruined my chances of being married because I was 23 and I didn't know anything. But lucky for us, he ponied up with that ring. But was it a choice? Was it a gift? My expectation took the joy out of giving. And all the joy out of proposing, it took it all out of the equation. Some of us expect that the hint that we laid down last June about that piece of art we want or that jewelry or that collector's item, we expect them to remember that, to pick up the tip, pick up the hint, remember it, 6 months later have it wrapped in under a tree. You know, I know that many of us think that a good partner would know. A good partner would know what was wanted. I mean, they were right there when you were laying down the hint, when you were window shopping. They heard you talk about how much you loved that piece, how much you wanted it 6 months ago. Or maybe we're not, maybe it's not about the gifts. Maybe it's not about that. Maybe it's who comes home for the holidays? Who's showing up for Hanukkah? Maybe what's important isn't the what, but it's the who. Who's expected to get on a plane? Who's expected to come home from college? The problem here is there's no gift in expectation, and there's no choice. The people in our lives either have to submit or actively resist. But for the expectors out there, how to not cause that distance in the relationship during the holidays is remember this. It doesn't mean anything about you if you don't get what you expect. It's not personal. They don't love you less. They don't care about you less. They're just either doing or they're not doing something different. Maybe it's not what you want, but they're doing it their thing. The biggest gift that you can give somebody this holiday is their freedom. You want to set them free. Give them the autonomy to choose how they show up in their own way. And let them have their life. And also know that they are loved by you and that you're loved by them. Okay. Wow. We did all three in 30 minutes. That's fantastic, because now we're going to be able to open it up for Q&A. Now, before I open it up for Q&A, I want to let everybody know I'm going to send you an email. It'll have the audio file in it, and it will also have the special code, the WN dash, what is it? What did I say? It's back on a different page. It'll have that in there. So if you didn't write it down, it'll have that in there. And I'm going to put all the hands down from earlier. I'm going to open up the lines for questions. If you have questions on how to not cause distance in your relationships during the holidays, hit 1 if you have any questions. Is it Stefan or Steven? You have the mic.
It would be Stephanie.
Oh, it cut off. I'm so sorry, Stephanie. Hi.
No worries.
I see it now. I'm widening my screen. Stephanie, there you are. Hi.
Hi. No worries, and thank you for taking my question. Okay, talking about number 3 and expectation.
Yes.
Okay. Not that I would ever expect some kind of commitment during a holiday, but if you've had conversations with somebody saying, this is what I'm working towards, and they say, okay, and then as time goes on, then when you call, revisit that, and they start backtracking, and things start laying, I guess, what are you supposed to do in that situation? I mean, because you're led to believe when you've had conversations that everyone's on the same page, and all of a sudden, backtracking,
Stephanie,
after a couple of years, not so good.
I really appreciate it that you kept it broad for everybody. So when you ask the question, but I actually need to just ask you a clarifying question. Are you talking about,
okay,
like, for instance, you wanting someone to come home, or are you talking more about you're trying to plan a thing and you need help planning? Or is it different than that?
Probably some of the first, and then more than that.
So both, kind of both, right? You have a particular vision for how the holidays are going to go, and you want people on board.
Correct.
Yes? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what I would most recommend is for everyone on this call is that you state your case up front that you are out, like you said you did, right? That you're out about it, that it's not covert, or you're hoping people will show up their best because you're going to show up your best. No. You're going to let people know, this is my vision. This is what I would love. This was what would make me really happy for the holidays if we had, you know, these set of five things happening and this group of 10 people showing up, okay? And here's what I want. Here's what it would look like. Is there anyone who isn't on board with this? So instead of just stating your case, Stephanie, you want to have the conversation in partnership. Is there anyone who's not on board with this? Is there anyone who has a different plan than this? Is there anyone that needs anything around being able to say yes to this? So instead of just laying out, this is the plan, now everybody dive in, you're in partnership with them. Instead of you being the one dictating how it's going to go and them either falling in line or not, with the conversation and partnership, you can find out what's needed, what's missing, and who's just out, you know? And once you can get underneath everything to find out what everybody, what all the players in the piece need, and they're aligning and agreeing on your vision, then you can start holding them accountable. If they said, yes, I don't need anything, I will be there, and what I'm bringing is I'm bringing the turkey, and I will be there 3 hours in advance. Okay, great. So you want to know who they are, know what you can count on them for, right? And if someone, like for instance in my family, if my little brother offered to bring the turkey, yeah, we would never count on that. Right, so you might have to manage that piece of it, right, making sure that people who are being accountable for things you know you can count on them for, right? So you'd go from there. And in terms of making people, you can't. You just don't. So I would have the conversation in advance about what they needed in order to jump on board. And if they weren't on board, they weren't on board, and I was going to love them anyway because they're doing their life. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helped.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Putting Stephanie back on mute. Any questions about holiday conundrums? Hit one. This may, in fact, be one of the shortest calls I've ever led. I see one hand. If anyone else has any questions, hit one, and I'll call on Robbie. Go ahead, Robbie. You have the mic.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was wondering if you had any tips for dealing with people who are physically present but emotionally just checked out.
Emotionally checked out says who? The whole room?
Me.
Well, yeah. You can bring people to where they want to be. So if they're there and they're checked out, there's all kinds of dynamics that aren't great, right? There's checked out, or there's the one that won't let anyone get a word in edgewise, or there's the one who, right, there's like all of these different circumstances that can happen with people that, especially when we're talking about family members. So you might want to pull them in, rein them in and pull them in if they're checked out by playing a particular game, you know, the what are you grateful for game, or what do you love about your life right now game. And, or I'm about to take a journey with my family in June. I have six people coming, but it's basically four aunts, and one aunt takes over everything. And so, and I want to hear from the other aunts, right? And so what I have done is I've sent everybody an email in advance saying, since we're not spending the holidays together, we're doing this thing, what I would really appreciate while we were together is two different stories. And if you will, come up with two different stories, one of them being a holiday story and one of them being any story you want from your life, whatever. True story, though, right? And or as close to true as you remember it. And each story should be at least 5 minutes long and no more than 10 minutes long. So for sure, I know during the time I spend with my family, I'm going to get two stories out of each and every one of them that's a minimum of 5 minutes long and a maximum of 10 minutes long. Now, they all signed up for this. They all agreed to this. They were all happy about providing that. So that was an easy one for me. But you might not have that luxury. So with someone more checked out, you can do a little bit more of a subdued, you know, let's go around the table and see what do you love about your life, or what excited you this year? What are you really grateful that happened this year? What are you most proud of this year? The types of questions that will engage the happiness and the gratefulness to everyone's life.
Okay.
Does that help?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, put that hand down, and amazing, the fastest call ever. Oh, I have another hand. Yay, thank you. And Christy, you have the mic. Go ahead.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for everything. I wanted to ask you if you have any recommendation if there is actually physical distance, so you're spending the holidays apart.
Yeah, just find ways to honor each other, whether you're Skyping or you're writing a long handwritten Christmas card, heartfelt, or, yeah, I'd Skype or phone.
Wonderful.
And
thank
most
so
important,
much.
Just most important, don't make it mean anything. Don't make it mean that you have distance. Because, yeah, you have physical distance, it's true. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything about where you are in connection to them. Thanks. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being on this call. I hope you got value, and I hope you have a really fun holiday. Good night, everybody. Now, if you're single and you want the information on what I'm offering, stick around. I see the calls. Let me just take a minute to see if anyone's still sticking around. People are dropping off. Okay, good. All right. So for single women on the call, I wanted to offer you some really great bonuses that I, one in particular, that it's going to be short. It's going to be gone shortly. So I have an 8-week dating course called Dating by Design. It's a live course, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I also have these audio recordings, And it's not of the actual classes, it's me talking. So it's information from the classes, but it's not the full class. I think that the recordings are about 50 minutes apiece, 50, where the classes are 75 minutes apiece, plus they get Q&A afterwards. So the recordings don't have all the information, but I am about to get rid of the recordings with 55 minutes apiece and downsize it. And the recordings are $145. Since I'm getting rid of them, I want to give them to you at $97. And what they're being replaced with is less content. So you're actually getting the opportunity to grab content that won't be available on the recordings next year. So we're just doing this over the holidays to close out the year. And January 1, the new product will be up. So if you're not into classes, if you don't want to do a live teleclass and you'd rather just do the recordings, for $97, you can buy the Dating by Design recordings. That will be in the link that I send. Now, if you want to do a live class, I have that 8-week series, Dating by Design. It's 75 minutes per call. It's amazing. You get a lot of support with the girlfriends on the call. You have a private Facebook group that you can share homework with. You have homework and exercises. I give you everything I've got. I love this class. I'm so proud of this class. And what I want to give to you, there's a whole package. You get the classes and various things for $295. And when I send you the link, you'll be able to see what's all included. But if you sign up through me, through the link I'm going to give you from tonight's call, if you want to bring a girlfriend, you can bring a girlfriend for free. If you want to come solo, you will get 40 minutes of coaching for free. So you get everything that's listed in the package, plus either bring a girlfriend for free or you'd get coaching for 40 minutes if you're coming solo. And those are the two things that I wanted to offer you on this call. Those are specials that aren't on the website, and I hope you got value. So if you have any questions left, hit 1. I see one hand is still up, so I'm going to grab it. It might be left over from when we were saying goodnight. Let's see. Sam, I'm handing you a mic. Go ahead.
Okay, so thank you. I just have a quick question. Well, it's possible I'll get invited to my new boyfriend. I just met him like 2 months ago. I wonder if you have any tips on meeting the family.
Yes, be nice and gracious and say nothing bad about him. To tell the mother how much you appreciate how well she raised her boy.
Okay, that's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right, thank you.
Don't make fun of him at the table.
Okay.
Okay, good luck. All right, I'm going to open up the mics to everyone so we can say goodnight. Everybody has a mic. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.